This is me. I fucking this up. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to During Business Hours. My name's Christopher, and this is It's been one hell of a week. The world is burning, so I figured we would take a step back.
And judge somebody else's
shitty life. That's exactly what I figured. Because I sent you a few. And I was like, you know, find some funny stuff. And I hate that we text so much in the day. You should just stop contacting me.
I can do that. Just never hear from me again.
Never again. I know where you'll be.
No, you won't.
The kids are just gone. You've ghosted me. Middle of the day.
The kids are home. I'm happy dancing elsewhere.
If you understood the joke. Okay, so this is financial. And we're going to delve deep into the mind, if you don't know. This is Thanos. I'm going to put on my Thanos cap. Anytime I think they're the asshole, and they'll get stricken from the world.
You're going to snap.
They get snapped. Am I the asshole for not letting my girlfriend use shared funds for a vacation? My girlfriend, 27, and I, 32 male, have been together for 2 years. We moved into an apartment together about 2 months ago. We both like to travel, so we set up a shared account for both to contribute that we decided we should use exclusively for travel.
I already know where this is going.
When we set up the account, I was under the assumption that this travel fund would be used for the trips we take together. It never even crossed my mind that it would be used for solo trips. But apparently my girlfriend thought otherwise. She is currently planning a girls' trip with some friends of hers. She was talking to me about cost, and I said that there is just about enough in the travel fund for, or she said that there is just about enough in the travel fund for her entire trip. Wow. When we first set up the fund, we both individually deposited a fairly large lump sum to get the account started. I have set up the fund to direct deposits on a much smaller amount to go into the fund every paycheck, but it's only been a few pay periods since I did that. But I know I've put more in than she has because I have more disposable income. I brought it up to her that I thought this was a shared trip fund, not money that we would take out of our individual trip. She said that she would replenish the fund with higher deposits after the trip to compensate for what she takes out. I told her I don't feel comfortable with that and that she should use her own separate money to fund her trip. She said that she wouldn't be able to go then. I told her that if she can't afford it on her own, she shouldn't go. I don't want her to fund her solo trips. She got upset with me and accused me of not trusting her to replenish the account. I told her I trust her, but the money should be used for shared travel only, as discussed. I told her I know exactly how much I put in, and I don't want any of my money used for her trips. I told her that it's partially my fault for assuming that the fund would be used for only shared trips, but it doesn't make any sense to me that we would use shared funds for individual travel. I asked her if she would be okay with me draining the account for a boys' trip, and she told me as long as I replenish it, she would be fine with it. Said that if she wants to use the money she already put into the account for a trip, then she can take exactly that amount out. But I don't want her using any of my money for her solo trip. She accused me of being controlling and not wanting to have fun on a girls' trip, and she asked if I'm worried about her cheating. And I told her, of course not, because I trust her. But then she asked what the problem is if I trust her not to cheat. I should trust her to replenish the account. I told her that maybe setting up the account was a mistake and that I would just take my money out of the account so that she can use whatever left for her solo trip. She got mad and told me that I should be more trusting and that I am making her out to be a bad partner over nothing. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely not.
No?
Nope.
I'm going to say he's a bit of an asshole.
What part of that?
He caused it. There's no clarification, nothing. He assumed a lot of things. Definitely an asshole for not having it right. Girlfriend, couple years, 2 months together.
Yeah, that's a little bold.
He's an asshole.
I don't think so.
I think he did it to himself.
No, I guarantee that, like, because I was getting to the point where I was thinking, yeah, but if the shoe was on the other foot, like if he was the one going on a trip and she's like, oh, no, I'd be totally fine. No, she wouldn't. She's only okay with it because she's got the offer on her plate right now.
I know one of our siblings that if they were in this, it's a female sibling, if they were in this right here issue, would absolutely do that. If she was in those exact shoes, and you know who I'm talking about, I think that the boyfriend from years ago, if that was the case and they were in that argument, I feel like that would be the thing. Like, oh no, it's only a borrowing. It's not a big deal. But he would still, the same person, I can imagine them being the people and it being the dummy who's like, well, I didn't think of that. You know what I mean? So I immediately thought of them. I was like, oh man. Because they always went on those fancy trips. So I think he's a bit of an asshole, but she needs to be kicked to the curb. Absolutely, 100% unequivocally kicked to the curb, in my opinion. I don't think she is good for him whatsoever.
I think the cheating and the finances things is two different ball games, because I don't even think she should have thrown that out. Like, you make, if we were to look at each other as separates rather than being married, you make significantly more than I do. It's a lot easier for me to keep my hands off of some bozo than it is for me to replenish a bank account if we tried to do that type of setup.
Oh, yeah. It was still funny when she's like, well, I trust you not to cheat.
Yeah.
I would trust you to replenish my money.
Yeah, I could replenish it, but it's going to take me some time, sir. You know what I mean?
So this one is, would I be the asshole for blowing up at my wife spending our life savings?
Good grief.
Oh, a lot of these are money motivated. Last month, my wife and I flew her sister and her family a two to help raise our 2-month-old daughter. We're a working couple, and she is still on maternity leave. The tension began when her sister plus family needed to do a visa run. Basically, what that is they needed to leave or they fly to another country so they could get a visa and stay here. Since we are asking them for a favor to help us out with our daughter, at first I didn't mind, and my wife was the one booking their plane tickets and hotel accommodation for the visa run. But then, instead of a smooth in-and-out process, the thing became one problem after another. First, we drop them off at the airport, and they realize they need a visa to enter the country they're going to. We all thought that it was visa-free, so my wife spends our money to get their visa expedited. It also meant we had to rebook their flights with, guess what? Our money. Second, the morning on the return leg, my wife received a notification from the airline that the flight had been delayed. So she passes on the message to her sister. Her sister then decides to arrive at the airport at a later time, because the delay was 3+ hours. However, what my wife and her sister failed to notice is that the clause in the notification which states that the check-in time remains the same. So when my sis plus family couldn't get on board because the check-in gate was closed, so again, my wife spends our money to book new flights for them plus hotel accommodations for a few days. All told, 80% of our savings gone. Just because the whole exercise. She did apologize to me overspending our money, but I just can't shake the feeling of we worked our asses off for that savings and God knows we need it. The real kicker in my nuts is that she considered leaving her job to take care of our daughter, which would leave me as the sole income for our household. We are already at a situation where I only keep less than 5% of my paycheck and give everything to bills and the remaining towards our savings. But after this whole visa run, I'm hours away from telling off my wife to stop babying her older sister over this. I mean, the sister and her husband prepared savings for their journey and to help us out. But why didn't they spend it? Is it because we're the ones asking for the favor? Anyways, this is my predicament now. I haven't spoken to my wife yet since, and I woke up and headed to work. I'm still ambivalent how I feel about this, because I feel my decision in the next couple of hours could mean that I'm a husband that doesn't understand, or I'm a wuss for letting my wife spend all the hard-earned money I had. Am I the asshole?
No.
I wouldn't say he's the asshole. I would definitely say the family's the asshole.
Absolutely.
Yeah, family's the asshole. We've had our own issues spending money on our family.
Right. I mean, I think he should still go off to a degree, because if that boundary's not set, those people are going to continue, or the wife or whoever, whatever, it's going to continue to be pushed until a problem occurs. So just make it a problem today. Y'all will get over it in a week. It'll never happen again.
I would still say that he is absolutely run over roadkill. He just let them do that with 80% of their savings and didn't even care to look or delegate. One problem after another, and he didn't put his hand into it. Not once. Didn't. Oh,
did they say that was their first child?
No, it's their second. There's a bunch more that he commented and whatnot. Okay. And I was like, well, if it's interesting enough to you, I could give you all the updates.
Well, because being a woman who's had children.
She's had children.
And she's still on maternity leave. I can say, at least for myself, I know I'm not in the right mind. Those hormones are still pumping. And I 3 days later, I'm not even going to remember what the fuck I just did. So if that was not their first child, yeah.
They really should have been
more of a ball player in that game.
But we've been in the situation where we've paid family to be there, paid family to be present, paid family
taking care of
accommodations, hotels, etc.
And then certain things have happened where, whether it was my family or your family, both situations, we've already been like, you don't even need to talk to me because this shit's never happening again.
Yeah. Like, most recent, my parents came out. And then by the end of it, they had, what was that casino trip that they took on a day, won more money, and then still asked us for return money, which was really shitty.
It's not even that.
It's that they hid it, I believe.
Yeah.
That's where I was pissed.
Nothing pisses me off more than a lie.
Yeah.
I don't care what the lie is. I don't care if you told me you left in a blue shirt and I see on the camera you were wearing green. You lied. I'm fucking mad.
Yeah, you thought I lied about breakfast when I was so pissed off the number didn't matter.
You exaggerate when you're angry, which fine, it's whatever.
$60 turned into $100. We spent $100. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we told your parents we would take care of X, Y, and Z accommodations. I was fine with still fulfilling it. It's the fact that she sat there and lied to our face about, first, it wasn't the casino. They went to Tulsa or wherever.
Yeah.
And then they did go to the casino, but she only won $120. But 5 minutes earlier, it was $170.
And I saw hundreds. It was pointless. And then they got to take like I'm glad and happy for them that they got to take so much extra time off and be present with the kids, enjoy themselves.
Right.
It was just stressful to have it at the last leg to where it was like, what else have you lied about? What's the point?
Right. Like if they would have won $5,000, $10,000 and came home like, oh my gosh, you won't believe this. I just won $10,000 at the casino. Congrats. I'm still taking care of what I said I was going to take care of because
that's what we promised. But they saw, like, I'm a bit of a gambler and I've talked about this. They saw us win $6,000 and lose it within
minutes.
Because, that's me. I know I try and bet big and I'm like, oh, and it's worked. Where I'll win $5,000-$6,000. And then I'm like, okay, let's triple the bet and see if we can hit bigger. And we usually do. Probably 50-50. It's been big swings and big losses. But that's why this was so funny to me. Because the whole family trip and then we had three different families come out. If you didn't know, we moved into a nice, beautiful, luxurious home. And we had my family come out. Daddy Doug come out at the same time, spent almost 2 weeks together, good and bad. And then we had her family come out for about 4 days. Am I the asshole for the interaction with my customer?
Nope. Right away, nope.
Oh. What? It says your post has been removed.
Oh, they do not were the repost asshole.
Without the contact of the mod's approval, including this was so good.
You should have took screenshots.
I should have, but it was long. It was basically about a parent going off at their child and how, yeah, the child should not be coming to ask the help of the parent should. The children need to be taught not to touch people. Babies can't walk or talk. Like, oh my God, let alone walking off into a work environment, blah, blah. Am I the asshole if I upset my supposed good friend because they sold my parents' furniture after I gifted it to them?
I need more context for that.
So I'll have you read this one. The helmet's coming off on this one.
So I had the sole responsibility of cleaning out my family home last year. I'm the only child. It was many painful months, and I finally asked my friends if they wanted to take some of my parents' furniture. Keep in mind that this was our family dining room table where many holidays were spent gathering there, and our entire living room set. My supposed good friend wanted rooms of furniture, but insisted that she move everything on her own timeline. I didn't care. I was overwhelmed, so I gave in for weeks and weeks due to their home repairs. She, never thinking about how difficult this was for me, I finally needed to get everything out of the house because I was selling and renovating it, and she was insulted that We didn't coordinate movers. Weeks later, after finally getting the furniture, she posted my family real estate listing on Facebook. In the text, she advertises the price, saying it was overpriced. This is to all of our mutual friends on Facebook. I tell her that the post was incredibly invasive. She blocks me for being too emotional. A year later, she is selling the furniture, using personal photos of my parents' home and tooting it up to be from an exclusive area. They are not hurting from money, and I know it's a gift, but I find it incredibly invasive and mercenary. Am I the asshole?
She's the asshole. She gave this woman all the furniture, did not care.
Right.
And then decided to cyber stalk her a year later about the furniture. She's the asshole. Get over it. It's been a year.
Yeah. Once it's out of your hands, it's no longer yours.
Yeah. They could burn it. They could have a seance with it. They could bring your dead parents back through the DNA, and it would not be your problem. Have a nice one.
Yeah. If you wanted anything to do with it, you could have kept it yourself.
I'm working on a new Thanos helmet. I found dimensions that actually fit. And we're going to a Comic-Con this weekend, so I am fucking stoked. By the time you see this video, I'm going to be dancing like a purple madman. Yeah.
Send help.
Send help. Send help. So I will have my own question here. Am I the asshole for telling my customer's mother that she's in the wrong for not taking her kid to see Deadpool and Wolverine? So let me give you some context. Customer comes into the store, says, hey, I need a repair for my son. He's out in the car. Broken phone, give her the quote, tell her what we can do. There's no problem. Son comes in dressed to the nines in like sweatpants, sweatshirts, probably looks 30 years old. Turns out he's 25 because the email has the age on it. I'm like, oh, you're born, blah, blah, 1999. while I'm looking at the phone, giving a quote, and he's dressed to the nines in a Spider-Man outfit. I'm like, oh, cool. You know, I'm working on the Wolverine claws for my son at the time. And she was just ecstatic that I could talk shop about 3D printing this stuff with her apparently challenged son, who wasn't, I couldn't tell, just seemed like a gamer, 25-year-old kid. It was like, it was almost, and in my opinion, like the mother had kidnapped this guy and left him in the dungeon of their basement and would never let him see anything with curse words, anything with vulgarity, violence, blood and gore. If it wasn't Captain America language, it wasn't happening. So I told her, I was like, well, unfortunately, my 4 and 8-year-old will probably see this movie within the next 3 to 5 months when it comes out, because I won't take them to the theaters when everyone else is going nuts and cursing and, you know, making a scene. Because not out here, but where we would go, they probably would. And so they looked at me, the son, happy as could be, like, oh, my mother would never let me see something like that, but it would make the best day of my life. And I was like, you haven't seen one or two? I've seen clips online, which she lets me watch. And my heart sank. I was like, kid, I'll buy you tickets right now. And she looked at me like I was in the absolute wrong. Am I the asshole for telling a 25-year-old man that he can do what he wants? I said, hey, it's your life, your choice, if you want to see it. If you know right from wrong, my 4-year-old knows not to curse, even if he hears it. Am I the asshole?
Leaning more towards a no, a little bit of yes. She disclosed to you that he was challenged?
No, not until after. Okay. He said that she wouldn't let anything. I had already made the comments of, you're 25, you can do what you want. No, not under my roof, and I take care of him. I'm like, that was the only thing she had said.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things that are like invisible illnesses that you'd never...
I'm assuming a bit autistic. But
yeah, and then there's
high functioning.
Yeah. And then you do get the occasional overbearing parent who never really lets them grow up. So, I mean, 25. And he seemed pretty.
He was, what's his name that worked for me? a former employee, super nerdy guy, Tiny.
Oh, yeah.
25-year-old Tiny.
Okay. Very capable, then.
Very capable. Tiny seems like he's autistic. But, yeah. Like, I love anime. I love nerdy shit. Let's just get it done. High functioning.
Some guys, that's just...
the way it is.
Right.
So I told him, or when I told the parents, I was like, my 4 and 8-year-old are going to see this in the next 3 to 5 months. She looked at me like I was the devil, clutched her pearls. I would never. We're leaving. I'm like, son, if you ever want to come back here after it's on DVD, I'll let you sit in my office and watch it. That's your choice. I think I'm a bit of an asshole.
Yeah. I'm sure she thinks that.
But then again, I probably made him think he has other options in life than being restricted. She even told me the word count for how many times it uses curse words and vulgarity in that movie.
That's crazy.
She looked it up. 100 and some odd times.
That's crazy.
Did you know he uses the F-bomb so many times?
That's crazy that there's even a count of that kind of thing.
I was like, hopefully there's not a clicker behind me when, you know, I go to the pearly gates and they're like, did you know you used it 75,475 times? That's just the, you know, it'd be funny. And if I went to the pearly gates and he was like,
oh my gosh, especially
this, like, word.
Where our generation, where we were, there was like, it maybe lasted a week, but for whatever reason, the kids were just seeing how many curse words they could say as fast as they could.
Oh, I remember that. Like,
just to be funny.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Like, how many times can you say the F word? And then it just sounds like a roller coaster coming out of your mouth. Yeah.
I remember that. That was good times. We'd sit in the Brandon Green's shed. I've told you about this shed, and I've talked about the shed on the podcast in the past. You know, fun times for fucked up families that stay together just for the kids. But it's one of those things where you look back and you're like, damn. Stupid things you did when you were like 12 years old. You know? Blast from the past.
Godfathers. And why were you boys snorting lines of salt, first of all?
Okay. I was one of 3 boys. I was the youngest. So I was always trying to earn favor with people that I liked. And it was always a game of catch up. When I was young, I wanted to, if I had money, I paid for things. If I had something, I shared things. If I got something, I told everybody, you know, like, oh, this was, I wanted to be the center of attention because I never got that as a young kid in my household. And then it became somewhere where I would just follow some of the stupidest things, like Jackass the movie. It was, yeah, all right, climb this telephone pole and do this thing, or like flip off the back of the dumpster and break your, you know, toe, or, you know, go randomly fight this guy for $1. So I did all those things. And then snorting sugar lines, pretending it was cocaine when I had never touched drugs a day in my life at 14 years old in the back of a Godfather's and getting thrown out for it. Definitely not even the top 10 worst things I've done, but for social reasons, it stuck around for
the moment.
20 years. It's been around that people have referenced that.
Yeah.
Because it was a big group. Nobody thought I'd do it. All 3 lines. Ugh. Yeah. Fun times. Okay. So, am I the asshole for asking my friend's fiance if she can pay me back since he won't? I like these stories.
If she will pay him back.
For asking my friend's fiance if she can pay me back the money since he won't.
Oh, no, come at the woman for money.
Okay. I loaned a friend $800. He said he'd pay me back. He said it was for a car repair. He's found every excuse under the sun to dodge paying me. I found out he's got a gambling problem and blew it off on slots. It's been 2 months and not a cent. I called his fiance.
His bank account.
I called his fiance, which I'm also friends with, and explained the situation, and she paid me half, and I called it even. He called me and cussed me out and said to never talk to her again. Am I the asshole?
I still need more context. Who'd he know first?
He knew the boyfriend first, and then technically before they were together, apparently, in the notes, he got friendly with the girl, and then the guy started dating the girl, so they were friends in a friend group. They became fiancés later in life, but apparently it's been a 10-plus year friendship. So there's that.
I mean, guy should have remedied his debt, but
if they were 10 years friends, I would have went over there and set it straight. Because there's ways you could legal demand, etc., punch them in the face, a lot of things. If it was a long-standing friendship, I don't think they'd call the cops. Most men on a 10-year friendship, when what was the age? He doesn't put the age.
So I'm like, if one of your friends came to me and was like, "Hey, Chris has a debt. What are you coming to me for, buddy guy?"
Yeah, but you would try if it was somebody you respected and liked.
I mean, maybe. But like, if anybody, even like when
family. I borrowed from Nogman. Something happened, whatever. We needed $1,000. I borrowed from Nogman. He's also your friend. I would assume you'd try and pay him back. Right?
Maybe.
Something. Like, but here,
this happened. He was my friend before we were together.
But it's still a similar, I'm friendly with him. Hypothetically, if I was just as friendly with him.
Yeah.
Love the guy. You know, had one of those, you trying to, you know, mess with my girl. You always like the secret. I didn't know him. He was just this new guy after we hadn't talked for a couple of years and then he was hanging around. So I had to be wary. That's just men. I sized him up day one, the text or thing you were like, sent me on Facebook. How many men, when they first meet somebody, size them up if I could fight you or not?
Oh, yeah, I did ask you about
that. Most men do that.
Within like a minute of meeting somebody, just
In the back 30 of your seconds mind. Is like, no, I could fuck you up.
If I had to.
Yeah, like it's calculation of a threat. That is all it is, especially when the kids are there. Everyone is a threat. I just want to know if somebody's going to snap.
I mean, I get that, because on the flip side, that's like where that girl reel comes from. Like, girls are always on high alert, or more or less, depending on the situation.
If they're trained well.
Scared or just aware. Mm-hmm. So it's like that jokey reel of like, oh, when I'm hanging out with my boyfriend and all you hear in her head is beep boop, beep boop, like just cute little whatever thing. She's not thinking about a damn thing. And he's like, exit's on the right. There's a guy 3 steps ahead of us. This is going on over here. And she's like, la-di-da, la-di-da. That's accurate. We just finally get to turn our brain off.
That's accurate. So I did the same thing with Nogman. Point being, I think you would try and pay him something and then go from there, because you're friendly and you want to keep that friendship. You know, you value that friendship.
Sure. But again, I think that's a little, that would be like if you owed Alex money and Alex came to me.
If you valued Alex's friendship, that's the point. You would have to value Alex's friendship. It's a mutual friend. I don't expect you to pay anyone that's not a mutual friend. Yeah, I would say
more or less try to stay out of the money business. Exactly. So like when friends, or not friends, but like family asks to borrow money, I'm like, yeah, talk to big guy. That's him. Don't ask me.
That's why I married her.
Yeah. All I do is I send out a little reminder. I'm like, look, Chris is not he's a bank. If you're borrowing money, there's expected interest and he'll get it.
Do you know that one? There was another, am I the asshole for charging my family interest? And I didn't want to put that on there because it's an automatic, no, I'm not the asshole. I charge everyone interest. My mother pays retail. There is if you want to support me,
I think it is. You will support me, funny. My
business interests, buy it at retail. If you did not have family if you have family that try and get discounts from you, they are not family. They are associates and they do not believe in you. Do not hang around with people that want a discount. Yeah, your friends
and family should be the last people asking for discounts.
Exactly. Ever.
But I thought that was hilarious when we first got back together and you had that store in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody came in saying that they were your cousin, which I'd never seen them before. I don't know if they were or they weren't. No. But everybody on the clock knew that if they said they were Chris's family, charge them double.
Well, the idea was throw it out there and then see if they're...
See if it lands.
If it lands or if they would call me. Like, if they knew me, they'd be like, oh, my God, that's ridiculous. I heard from Chris it was $100. Way. Why would I pay $200? You know, because I would give everyone the retail price. Nobody got the hookup. The only person I ever gave a hookup to was Sam, and I made her fix it herself.
Like, I think there was one time you helped out my cousin in a pinch, but she never walked in there.
No, I helped out your cousin Mark in a pinch. I gave more of my time to your cousin Jennifer. I let her come in after hours. It wasn't like financial. Mark got free shit and then bit me in the ass.
Right.
And that guy was just a piece of shit always. don't like Mark. Am I the asshole for not letting my ex, the father of my child, stay temporarily in my child's bedroom? This one hits home. 42 female was together with my ex, 39 male, many years ago, and we have a son together. We have shared custody, and they have a great relationship now, but I don't like my ex. I don't like spending time with him, but I still do sometimes for my child's sake. I own a small house with only 2 bedrooms and 1 for me, 1 for my child. His father is renting and now kicked out of his rental due to being sold someone, it being sold, and someone who will live there forced him to move. So he has no place at the moment. He has known that this is a possibility for around 9 months and has known that he has to find a new place for 2 months. He has not tried very hard, and now he has only days to find a new place, and it don't look good for him. Yesterday, he came to me and asked me if he could stay in my child's room. He had asked my child, and he loved the idea. The child is 7 years old. I told him, no, it's not possible, and I will not let him stay a single night in my house. He argued with me that our son also lives here, and that he wanted him to stay there, that I would see my son more, and we could be helpful with raising him together, and I do fun family stuff together. I said no, it was nothing to argue about. He could not stay in my son's room in my house. Honestly, I don't think it would be only a few days, and I do not like being around him much. For those who wonder why I had a child with this person, like, so little, it was not planned, a baby, it was a bad place and low self-esteem at the time. I since have worked on myself and stopped being a people pleaser and a doormat for men. So, am I the asshole for not letting my child's father stay in my house for a while when my child obviously wants it, and when he has no place to stay on his own? The notes for the following explanation is, not letting ex stay in house for son who wants it. Okay.
I'm going to say no. I don't think you're ever required to have any adults stay in your house. Like, you don't really know what their history is other than what she said. But if I lived alone and it was just me and Khaleesi and that situation happened,
if I never came in the picture, then it was, you know, later on down in life, she's 7, something like that happened, I don't think you would either. Not that you're the asshole, but I think if given the trajectory where it sounds like they are friendly, it's shared custody, the whole nine, she should have tried to motivate him to do something.
Right.
She's definitely let's see how this ends up. And now she's under Schitt's Creek because she didn't do more in the 9 months. Like, I don't know if I grabbed shit off the counter when I'm running out for work. I could see how a man trying to work, got shit going on, could let that pass by because there's little things that I need her to remind me often. Right. My head is not screwed on tightly in the morning. So when it comes down to, like, procrastinating, it gets down to the wire for me. And then I have 10 things to do at once, but I crunch them all down because I am a fucking go-getter with that. The idea, she should have put a little more effort to prevent her situation if she had all the information.
I think no. I think, like how you said that you kind of lean on me to remind you of X, Y, and Z things. If I wasn't here and you knew that,
Siri. Yeah.
There would be something else there as a pillar, but you know that you have somebody that you can depend on, so you allow certain things to lean on me more or less. Whereas if that guy doesn't have a person in his life and he knows that he's got 9 months to find a house, you better find one. Like, that's not her responsibility to take care of him because he dropped the ball in his own court.
It sounds like she, and we're just speculating here, these are all speculations, it sounded like she knew the dates, so she waited for this to happen, knowing he wasn't picking up the pace or finding a place. So she may have helped or assisted in his downfall there.
I mean,
at least a reminder, like, hey, you should be looking for houses. If it's shared custody, when is this going to end? Where are you going to take our son? Blah, 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 when you have shared custody. I would be more concerned about him not having a house and taking him to the fucking cardboard down the road. You know what I mean?
You're not required. And generally in court orders, there's something along the lines of both parents have to share if they move or change addresses or whatever. If that other parent does not have an address to provide, most states, you are not required to relinquish.
If it was a hotel and he provided the address, it's still required.
Right.
You can't say no. So I don't want my kid staying at a Motel 6.
Okay, but she's also saying that she doesn't anticipate spading this guy, getting his head on his shoulders to actually find a place.
But it could have been, again, speculation. It could have been. At least she did something about it before. She is now questioning if she's the asshole. Something.
I think dad's the asshole about by getting the kid hyped up and pumped about this idea.
I would absolutely use the kid.
Yeah, you're a boy. It's the same reason children are always like, if I ask my mom, she'll say no. But if you ask her.
But the whole point is, I'm only there for the child. The free, you know, room over my shoulder is one thing, but I want to know if the kid wants me to be there. Say this was Chris, Christopher Jr., my son. Say this was Chris, and we were, you know, 40-something years old, and we're 33, so, huh, bitches. But the idea of being split and going, oh, well, he wants me here, is more pressure on the other parent to get what I want, I understand you. But hypothetically, it does put more pressure, at least, sure, in a shittier way, where it's like, oh, well, I don't want to let my son down. I don't want to break his heart. That question, if I think it, you definitely have thought it. She's a more organized copy of my brain. That's why we got married. So, like, that is definitely a thought when the question is asked, no matter how much anger or aggression.
You're more of the pacifier as far as kids go anyways. I'll tell them no all day. They're like, Daddy, I have a candy. Yep, you can. Daddy, I have soda. Yep, you can. I tell them no all day.
I think the rain stopped.
It stopped 2.5 hours ago.
Yes, so I know. I buy the kids the sweets.
Whatever they want.
It's been rare, but I did go on a shopping spree last weekend.
Yeah.
We cut a crap ton of their stuff out.
It's still in the box in the garage waiting to be it.
What?
What are you talking about?
We threw away a crap ton of toys. A crap ton.
Hardly.
Come on.
You're a hoarder.
Hold on.
Stop it.
They don't even have their bins set up.
That's how much I could have thrown away, but you wouldn't let me.
Their toys are all organized in their room. There is like 100 pounds worth of toys that could be in those bins right now. If I had my way, they'd have every toy. I was not spoiled as a kid. So I understand. Huh?
And you're overdoing it now.
I would say I'm just right doing it.
No.
It is very pick and choose time, random.
Oh my God.
It's not consistent.
Anytime I ask dad.
No, it's not every time. It's not every time. I'll go ask your mother. Go ask your mother. I don't want to be the bad guy.
I say no all the time.
I say no to sleeping. I say no to soda a lot of the time.
Don't get in my bed is the only no you tell them.
At least they love me. That's all I know. That's all I need.
I'm already the bad guy.
On occasion, I got lollipops today. They were just ecstatic.
I hear the kids whisper in the hall now. Khaleesi tells CJ to ask for icicles because she knows that I'm going to say no, but I might say yes to him, is the impression.
Really? You should ask mom. So for those of you who know, we have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. Funny enough, they now are contemplating who's going to give the bad news, and they're plotting together behind closed doors on who tells on the other for certain things. What happened the other day?
Oh, this was earlier today. I could hear them as I'm working my life away. And I hear them in the hall. The door opens to Khaleesi's bedroom. They were both in there playing. And they're both going back and forth. You're not going to tell? You said you weren't going to tell. And I'm like, oh, one of them hit the other one. And they're deciding which one's going to snitch first. And then neither of them snitched.
The drama with having kids and working from home is she has to be present for her job at the laptop for a certain period each hour. And when that is caught, those kids use that to their advantage. When it's like, no, I have to handle something.
No, they're getting wise to the games now because like how you said you'll tell them to go ask mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they do that, I know that they've gotten to go ask mom. And I'm like, well, what did dad say? And CJ is already like, dad said yes. Like, did he? Are you sure? I was like, if he said yes, why are you asking me, bud?
Next time he does that, record it and we'll put it in one of these podcasts where it's like, dad said yes. I said yes. My idea of CJ, he always goes, "That's it, yes," you know. But you're like,
yeah, he like waves his hand almost like a cool dude.
Those kids are getting hilarious, though. They are. Going with the flow of am I the asshole? Are you the asshole if you ask for a return or a refund after the provider or said worker has done the work 3 times and 0 results?
It's not a very catchy headline, but...
Well, not a headline. This is from our experience with Orkin.
I would have worded that better, but...
So we moved into this big, bold, beautiful house that you see before us. And we had a bit of a problem. There were insects everywhere. The last house, as you've heard on the podcast, there was massive crawling bugs. They would all go through the seams and the doors weren't sealed, things like that. We had snakes in the house at one point or on the back patio, a big gopher snake that I had to kill with a hoe. I got him the hoe. It was right with the kids sitting there, chopped his head off, and they were like, yeah, it was great. But moving here, we thought, all right, big new house. Everything's right as rain. Not a word said to us about the bugs when we asked if there was issues until we moved in and they left us 10 fly swatters and then said, the flies are a bit of an issue. Beware. So, day one, had an issue. I was unloading all the gear to the shed. CJ comes out and he's like, what, we have a secret room? I was like, yeah, let's go check out the secret room in the shed with all the stuff that I put in there. So I take CJ, I'm holding him, put him down at the door, open the door, we walk in hand, and then I hear, and I'm like, what the fuck is there? Wasps? Turn around, instantly, one in the ear, and then I'll grab it, and it's a big one, throw it out, another one, boom, right in the ear. CJ, run, throw him out, like there's an explosion about to happen, running. Got clear, closed the door. My ear swelled up like, what was it? Like cauliflower from the UFC. Like I was Patrick, whatever, you know, champion, fucking Lloydy Loy, mate. I get hit in the head and nobody knows the difference. It was bad. So I'm sitting there going, I'm fine. I'm fine. It was the worst pain for an ear I have gauged from. 17 to a zero in a day and a half. And that was bloody, swollen mess. Not as bad as a double mud dauber wasp sting from 2 mud dauber wasps in one ear. So it was top and bottom or top and insert of the ear. So the whole canal swelled shut. There was a bunch of shit that came out and a stinger that was like that one.
Was like... What is that piercing? It was an industrial.
Yeah, it was two separate parts, like one on the inside of the cartilage and one on the top. So after saving my son's life, I decided, fuck this. I'm calling the professionals. And Orkin was the best rated in town. So I decided to call Orkin. They were like, yeah, $354. We'll get it done. That's one time. Or you pay $100 a month for 6 months. All right, this is a no-brainer. Let me do the one time. And, oh, it lasts 90 days, and we get a guarantee for 30, yada, yada. Call you a bunch of times. Just keep restarting the guarantee. And then we get monthly anyway. Me and my petty, like, I don't want to spend $400, but, you know, I don't think the landlord is going to pay for this at the time. Later on, he paid for it, thank God. But guy comes out. It takes 2 whole weeks. Finally gets to the door. Hey, bud, here's what we need. Mud daubers, ants were kind of bad near the back tree,
right.
Spiders in the chest that's next to the house. I guess they use that for the hot tub and storage things, but it hadn't been used in years. And flies, treat it all. Just get it all done. Thank you. It's like, you know, these are just mud daubers. You could take a stick and knock them down and then use some household pest control stuff to make a barrier around your house and you'd save $350. What?
Thank you for talking me out of your services.
It's she was sitting right behind the door and I'm like, wow, that's interesting. I paid you to do a job. I didn't never expect in a million years a customer service representative or a technician to try and talk a customer out of being paid or paying to do a service that they need done. That's side one, never been done in my industry, in the years of sales, I've never seen that amount of ignorance. The occasional like, okay, this isn't worth it. You probably should buy another one or like pivot to a different sales tactic. Great. This was far left.
Or upselling, not outselling.
Yeah. Like we used to have Andrew was the idiot who would always be like, yeah, I wouldn't fix it. All right. Have a nice day. Like that's about as bad as I've seen it. That was like challenge style. It was real soft in the head for that one. Then you have this guy from Orkin who like talked negative about it, gets the stick, is like this. Save $350. Hey, man. And just kept mentioning it. He's probably there, what, 15 minutes? 20 minutes. Well, I later found out he stated he was there for 45, but it wasn't because we had made a joke.
Went back through the ring for that.
Yeah. Turns out it was 20 minutes after him being in his car. Only did the knocking down about 60% of the mud dauber nest, yeah. Even though I pointed everything out because they were all around the brick house, all in the shed.
So I'm blind even with these glasses on, and I still saw two or three of them.
Exactly. And then not even the next day, another mud dauber. So I call and I reschedule another appointment. I'm like, I don't want this guy. Yeah, we'll get somebody else. I called, I said, get me a new technician. Great. We're going to get that handled. Take another week. So third week, bugs are back. Flies are back. It only stopped him for a day. All of a sudden, the guy is back. Oh, well, I'm the only technician for 70 miles in any direction. So 140 mile radius, you got me. What did I miss? I'm like, here's all the shit. Here's what I need you to do. I don't want to hear anything from you. I need the job done. All right. Hopefully you don't call back and get me to come back out because flying insects, we got a problem with. Like, okay, cool. Thanks for the information. It was maybe 25 minutes this time. He did the seed in the back. He knocked a couple more things down. And, what was it? He threw seeds on the ground.
He was out there with the sprayer.
Where the spider nest was again, sprayed a barrier around and then disappeared. So he was definitely here a couple minutes longer, but he just disappeared, drove off. Not even a goodbye. Not even a, hey, I'm done. Here's what I did. No explanation. Mm-hmm. For all we know, he sat out there with a bottle spraying orange juice. I wouldn't know. He didn't give us any specifics.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? Cool. I'm going to give it the 30 days like it says. This is my new warranty period. And it's been, what, another week?
Yep.
Two wasps fly. One in the back, one in the front of the house. Got one out with a hat, one out with a hitter. We killed them. They're dead. One of those was like a much bigger black wasp. Scared the shit out of me. Like, I was like, don't move. There's a wasp in here. We had to find out where it went. Because by the time I went to get the smackers, you know,
Fly swatter
that's big enough to kill this one was big. I hit it. I got it. It exploded on contact. But that's me doing the guy's job and, like, preventing this bug from getting in and infesting or doing whatever it's going to do, stinging my kids. And that would be a whole other can of worms. If the kids got stung by that, bad of a reaction I had, imagine CJ's whole face blowing up. Like,
his ear would have been as big as his head.
And I'd be like, all right, we got to lance that thing. Bad memories from my grandfather. The idea was to call and complain and ask for somebody else. And then I sat and I was like, you know what? Fuck that. He gave us all the advice on to fix it ourselves. At this point, my landlord had already paid me for the service. I figured I'm just going to pay somebody else to do it. You know, if not, I'll try and buy all the shit myself. He said it was like $50, $60. It'll be fine. I call and I get Enid, Oklahoma's office. First thing I say is, hey, listen, I'm having a hard time. I'm unhappy with the services. I don't want to see anybody else. I would just like a refund. After telling him what had happened, oh, well, that's not possible. That's only one of three technicians. I don't know why anyone told you that. I was like, he told it to me. I have the Ring camera footage. I have it saved just in case for this conversation. That's not the point. I'm unhappy. Before I need to escalate this, can you tell me, are you willing to just refund me my money? It's obviously not working. There was a guarantee, an Orkin guarantee. What are we going to do? Well, let me have my manager call you. Manager never called me. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. So 2 hours later, before closing, I called the regional manager. I got the number from the
chatbot
on Orkin's website. Best way to do it. I don't know why I never thought of it before. Regional manager called me back within 15 minutes, immediately apologized, gave me, you know, we've had trouble here with this, that, and the other. Gave me all the truths and the non-truths that corrected from him. He said he was here for an hour the first time, 45 minutes the second time, did everything twice, was very upset with how apparently I spoke to him the second time. And then said, you know, we're just going to refund you your money. I really hope in the future you choose us again. And if I can do anything to make that happen, I'd love to earn your business. And I was like, you know what?
That's a manager.
That's a manager. That's exactly what you should do. In my business, the rule is if somebody is angry enough to catch the manager's attention, not like, oh, I just want to see your boss or manager, where they're truly upset, it doesn't matter. You have the upset customer that's really actually upset, not just angry because they did something. Or you have to gauge that expectation. They get whatever they want. Your goal is to minimize the cost at which the business is going to lose.
Right.
Because somebody who's upset is going to lose you business. Whether it's word of mouth.
Even when I'm shopping online, I look at the most critical comments, the most critical reviews. Because I'm pretty good at, okay, that person's just being a Karen. That's a stupid complaint. And then there's the people that are like, this shit sucks.
Mm-hmm. Like we had.
I don't look at the 5 stars. I look at the ones.
We have no 1-star reviews. I think we might get one for an iPad. Guy comes in, spends $300 on a screen, takes it camping or something 2 weeks later. Drops it, screen gets ripped off, like ripped off. But he didn't want to pay to fix the frame or any of the things. He was like, no, I just want the screen and I'll be gentle with it. Drops it down a hill. Glass doesn't shatter, but ribbons get ripped. Nothing's showing. And we're like, yeah, that's definitely damage you caused. Unfortunately, we can't warranty it. We have a 90-day warranty against all defects, lifetime on labor. So the idea is like, hey, if we can't warranty this or it's going to be out of pocket, if it was something I could just send to my manufacturers and be like, yeah, I got a thing, I would waive my labor. He was truly upset, but the way that he handled it was like screaming, and after asking for the manager, just went 0 to 100. Can't really do anything about it. I knew it was a lost cause. I'm like, if I could do something for you, I would. But if he gave me 10 more seconds of the, listen, this is a horrible accident. I may have caused some damage, but there was a conversation had about a warranty, or like tried to word it in some way better. There's always a better way to not seem like an asshole. There's always ways to do better. Don't be the asshole. And if, even if you are, try to weasel out of it and save yourself some money.
Be a better asshole.
Yeah, be a better asshole and save yourself some money in the process. And if you like this type of video, let us know in the comments below. Post notifications, hit the bell. 90-something percent of you aren't, you know, subscribed. So subscribe, join the family. There's more cool shit coming in the future. And we'll see you next time on During Business Hours.